Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
BetMGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
Sorry for hating. No, I'm not. I love being a hater when it comes to winning money.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won is twice as sweet as money earned.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
Drake May has arrived. And the next great quarterback in the NFL? Do you know who it is? I'll tell you. It's gonna be me. Jonathan Gannon and Drew Petzing have got to go. I'd like to know if, like, they practice. Like, do the Cardinals practice? Is Kyler Murray playing Ghost of Yotai for PlayStation 5? Or is he, like, studying film? If you had Arizona and Survivor, I'm sorry.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry. Tremendous football Thursday to you and yours. It is not a tremendous playoff baseball Thursday, but it is a tremendous football Thursday on You Better You Bet here on the BetMGM Network. Also live on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM. We are on YouTube, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. We are on Twitch, twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network, and heard on radio stations nationwide, in your hearts and in your minds, as we bring you the fastest show in all of Wagertainment. Talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, I don't think I can sing Gloria Gaynor anymore because we dead. We didn't survive last week in NFL Survivor, but I have been getting messages. I've been getting tweets. I've had friends reach out to me that watch and listen to the show that are demanding that we still talk Survivor on You Better You Bet because, yep, maybe you're still alive in your Survivor pool. Maybe you were lucky enough to not be cursed with the Los Angeles Rams and that fraud, Kyren Williams. And maybe, just maybe, you were fortunate enough to not be tortured by Jonathan Gannon, Amari DiMercato, because he should be cut, and the Arizona Cardinals. Seriously, if you had the Cardinals in Survivor, would you rather have lost like you did, or had Jonathan Gannon punch you in the stomach like he did to his own player in Amari DiMercato? We will attempt to give you the best Survivor advice we can while we remain 6 feet under. Also, Femi's got some betting things for us to discuss coming up next hour on the show, and I've been told that these are not limited to football. We got some NBA questions as well, NBA things to discuss. Season starts 12 days from today in the association. But who's counting? Yesterday, I told you how I'm betting Indiana and Oregon this weekend in college football. One of the biggest games on the college football docket. Today, I will tell you, dear listener, and you, dear viewer, how I'm betting Red River with Texas and Oklahoma, and my reading of the tea leaves as it concerns Oklahoma quarterback John Mateer. Three tremendous guests will join us today on this Thursday. Pro sports bettor, our good friend Joey Kanish, his best bets for college football, baby. Pro sports bettor Rob Bazzola in the power hour, the final hour, giving us his best bets for week six in the NFL. And our BetMGM Network teammate, the great PJ Glasser. The Glassman has bets for college. The Glassman has bets for the NFL. And we'll find out what PJ Glasser thinks about his Baltimore Ravens' chances to make the playoffs. Our friend Jay Croucher joins us tomorrow on a Friday on You Better You Bet. And in the power hour, in the final hour, all our bets for tonight in the world of sports, of course featuring side total and props, Thursday night football, as the Philadelphia Eagles visit my New York football Giants, Femi's Island, first touchdown scorers on the way, and thy royal prop king. The prop king's hot, baby! Oh, and the prop king's got a winner. And the prop king's got some anytime touchdowns. Oh, hell yeah. All our bets will close the show. Today's social question, you can type in your answer on YouTube, type in it on Twitch. Your best bet for Thursday night football, Giants and the Eagles. Could be the side, could be a total, could be a prop. I got a bet on the side that I like. I don't know if I love it, but I like a bet on the side. Maybe you love it. Type it in the YouTube chat. Type it in the Twitch chat. Bill Zimmerman will read the best responses later in the show. And Downtown Mike Brown will have them up on the screen. So you will get shouted out. YouTube and Twitch. Let us know your best bet for Thursday Night Football with the Eagles and the Giants. But we officially begin the tremendous Football Thursday edition of You Better You Bet. And yeah, I guess for a lot of people, for most people, it's not a tremendous baseball Thursday. It's not a tremendous baseball Thursday for yours truly. As my New York Yankees go down last night to the Toronto Blue Jays, season over in the Bronx, Yankees losing to Toronto by the score of 5-2. Ball game over, American League Division Series over, Yankees lose, the Yankees lose. And I want everybody to think about that sentence. Yankees lose, the Yankees lose. Which is obviously a perverse, a bastardized version of the legendary John Sterling's call of the Yankees winning games. And I think that 99% of our audience knows that, right? Yankees win, the Yankees win. Now, before we talk about the Yankees, we will credit the Blue Jays more, but I do want to take a moment now, before we talk about the Yankees, to acknowledge an unbelievable series from the Blue Jays, who were absolutely deserved winners, who outplayed the Yankees for the vast majority of the four games, better pitching than the Yankees. You can't say that Vlad was better than Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge was unbelievable, but their star player was awesome and had contributions from tons of different players and were greater than the sum of their parts, and absolutely shoved last night in a bullpen game. And I shouldn't say that derisively, because that's where we're at in the year of our Lord 2025 in Major League Baseball, where, you know, if it's like 10 years ago, a bullpen game, like, you're forfeiting the game. It's not what it is now. So the Blue Jays deserve to win. The Yankees deserve to lose. And Toronto will enter the American League Championship Series against either Seattle or Detroit as the favorite. And if it's Detroit, like, put the Blue Jays in the World Series. I don't even mean that as an insult to the Tigers. Best of seven series, though, with Skubal pitching game five for the Tigers. How do you not like Toronto if that's the matchup? So we'll get back to the Blue Jays and talk about Toronto moving forward. But we got to talk about the Yankees. So when the Yankees lose now in October, which is a new rite of passage, and think about all the things, not even on the sports calendar, just like on the calendar that you can set your clock to, set your watch to. Christmas, December 25th. July 4th. The 4th of July. Valentine's Day. Where you spend tons of money on February 14th on a made-up holiday that actually shouldn't be real, but it is. I'm convinced that Valentine's Day is a stimulus for the government, for everyone to go out and spend lots of money on nonsense. And one of the other things that you can absolutely set your watch to on a year-in, year-out basis. Now, you don't know what day it's going to be. And maybe it'll be in September as opposed to October. And that's happened a couple times over the course of the last 16 years since the Yankees last won a World Series championship. But most of the time, it's in October. And the New York Yankees season will end. And part of that rite of passage, and I do hate that this happens, but I also have to acknowledge, if I try to remove the Yankee fandom from myself, that it's pretty funny that this is what happens. And I can acknowledge that even if it drives me crazy. You get David Ortiz, who was absolutely on steroids during his Major League Baseball career. I don't care what the Mitchell Report says. David Ortiz was on steroids. This is my way of making myself feel better. He killed the Yankees. And the Yankees were on roids too, and Ortiz was better than the Yankees were most of the time. You get David Ortiz doing his, duh, Yankees lose. The bastardization of John Sterling's famous rant, of John Sterling's famous line. He mocks it. And he does it in front of Derek Jeter and Alex Rodriguez. And they're forced to sit there like dopes. And they're not dopes, but they're forced in that moment to sit there and just smile as former Yankees while they get mocked. And then, adding insult to insult, I don't think there's injury here, just insult heaped on insult on top of insult. This is like a triple-decker sandwich of insult, insult, insult. There's no mayonnaise, there's no lettuce, there's no tomato, there's no melted cheese. Insult, insult, insult. That's it. You get Vladimir Guerrero Jr. And I, again, like, objectively, take the Yankee fan out of me, Vlad's awesome. Like, he hates the Yankees and loves beating the Yankees. And God bless him, right? I hate it as a Yankee fan, but I can acknowledge that it's pretty cool. And you get Vlad in the locker room after the game, champagne celebration as the Jays are moving on to the ALCS, and he does the duh, Yankees lose. And A-Rod and Jeter have got to like laugh, ha ha ha, how great is this? You have Blue Jays manager John Schneider firing up his team after the win, saying, quote, "Start spreading the news, bitches." That's his words, not mine. His words, not mine. The Blue Jays official Twitter account, after they won the game, tweeted something to the effect of, "Cue the Sinatra." The Blue Jays played New York, New York in the postgame locker room, and like everyone does that, right? When the Dodgers beat the Yankees in the World Series last year, I mean this sincerely. I'm not joking. I think they took greater joy in pissing on the Yankees' grave than they did in being world champions. Like, want to know how the Dodgers felt about the Yankees and how bad the Yankees were as an American League winner last year? You don't have to hear me tell you. Just ask them. They would love to tell you how bad the Yankees were as a World Series participant last October. The New York Yankees, inarguably the greatest franchise in the history of professional sports, and that makes Yankee haters really mad when you say that, because they're forced to grapple with that. Like, it's the truth. The Yankees are the greatest franchise in the history of professional sports. And maybe you want to say, oh, well, how many of them were you alive for? I've been alive for five. They were all really awesome. They were all really great. But over the last 16 years, the Yankees have become a punchline. And everybody gets their jokes off. And every year, the Yankees make themselves fodder for these jokes. And I'm sick of it. And the thing that bothers me the most about it is that they're not going to do anything to change it. Nothing. They won't do a single goddamn thing about it. Now, some of the players could change, sure. I would actually be shocked. And like I like the Aaron Boone, Anthony Volpe like the fact that Boone wouldn't sit Volpe or like Pinto, I don't know what's going on here. I can't imagine that Anthony Volpe's back next year. I actually can't fathom a world where Anthony Volpe's back as shortstop for the New York Yankees. Volpe's probably going to be gone. Maybe Trent Grisham's not back. Maybe the Yankees let Bellinger walk. Maybe they take a run at Kyle Tucker. Like, there will be cosmetic changes. And maybe some of them could be pretty decent, right? As far as the lineup is concerned, the pitching staff's concerned. But when it comes down to it, the identity of this team is going to remain exactly the same. The DNA of the team will remain unchanged. And that DNA is loser. And it creates a great betting opportunity for us. And I'm going to tell you what it is and talk the Dodgers and Phillies and Thursday Night Football next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
This 1-2 pitch. There it is! The Toronto Blue Jays have punched their ticket to the championship series.
The Yankees lose! The Yankees lose!
Yankees lose! Let's go, baby!
But you don't take it personal.
One more. The Yankees lose.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen, Fox courtesy of the call last night, and then the post game with David Ortiz, Vladdy Jr. At least Derek Jeter's got some guts, man, saying, like, I don't think it's funny. I wish Jeter were still on the field. Man. Here's Anthony Volpe. God almighty. What a joke. And you know, like, I could be mad, and like, part of me is mad, because I love the Yankees. But, yeah, it's part and parcel, part of the territory. And here's what I'll say to everybody, and I mean this seriously, to all the Yankee haters. Let's be honest. You really do wish that you were me. Like, you wish you were a Yankee fan. Like, Tyler Morales is a Phillies fan. He's taking great pleasure in this. Tyler has seen one world championship in his lifetime. I've seen five. Like, who wouldn't want to be a Yankee fan and experience what I've experienced? I'm being serious. And yes, am I being a jerk when I say that? Yes. But am I also right? Yes. I am right. You'd love to be a Yankee fan. You'd love to have experienced what I've experienced. But when you experience that, and when you've been at the top of the mountain, everyone wants to knock you off the mountain. And the Yankees have made a big business out of getting knocked off the mountain. Now, I've teased going into the first break that the New York Yankees, barring something extraordinarily unforeseen, will present us with a fabulous betting opportunity for this coming season. It's not like this is a new edge when it comes to betting on sports. I've given this to you. Far be it for me to make it about me. You know, everyone's like, Billy Walters, greatest sports bet. Okay. How about Nick Costos? I have told you, since before You Better You Bet was on the air. But let's just take it from 2019 on. First year of the show is on the air. I've been telling everybody since 18, the New York Yankees, for as long as Aaron Boone is the manager and Brian Cashman is the general manager, will never win a World Series. And you know that I've said it. I've said it on this show. I've said it on the 10,000 radio shows that I go on every week as a guest. I've said it on social media. I couldn't be more clear with my thoughts on this matter. Aaron Boone, by all accounts, is a very nice man. And I know people in the media that know Aaron Boone, like worked with Aaron Boone at ESPN. They all swear by him, like greatest guy ever. I'm sure it's true. I'm sure you'd love to have a beer with him. I have no doubt. And I'm sure he's a great dad and a son, bro, whatever. He sucks. Terrible manager. And Brian Cashman, like, I call them Supreme Court justices. Like, people think I'm joking. I'm not. Like, they have the job until they die. Like they're never getting fired. All trust fund baby, Hal Steinbrenner. Born on third base and convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt that he hit a triple. All he cares about is attendance and revenue and not paying the luxury tax because he's a trust fund baby loser. And his dad, rolling over in his grave, watching what's happened to this team. Because losing's one thing. But to lose in the fashion that Albert Einstein, generally thought to be one of the smartest people ever, Einstein would define what the Yankees do as insanity. Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. I can't wait. And we were joking about it during the break, except it's not a joke. Like, at some point tomorrow, like on Friday, as tons of NFL news is breaking and other things are happening, we'll get some kind of report. Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman are both back. And of course Cashman's coming back. Yes, he's a Supreme Court justice. And Aaron Boone will come back because that's what happens. They'll both be back. And if for some reason they're not, we can have a different conversation. But my firm anticipation is that both of them will be back. And when we do this rigmarole and this song and dance again, which is in like 2 weeks, so the baseball season ends and then like pitchers and catchers report like 3 weeks later. But when pitchers and catchers are getting ready to report, and you know, like the winter meetings will happen and the Yankees will do something. I don't know how big it, maybe it'll be Kyle Tucker. Who knows? Maybe they'll make a huge splash. But we're going to have a conversation on this show and other shows will be talking about it. And the conversation is going to be, man, Garrett Cole's coming back. Cole, Fried, Schlittler, heel, Rodon. This bullpen of 5 million closers that, like, no one knows what their role is. Like, honestly, the Yankees should hire Dwayne Johnson to tell them what their role is so they know. And the top three player in the sport. Maybe number two behind Ohtani and Aaron Judge. And there will be a lot of temptation for people to click the button on the Yankees to win the World Series. Happens every year. This is a spoiler. It's not a prediction. The Yankees are going to be towards, maybe they won't be the favorite, but they're going to be at the top of the board. They're going to be one of the top choices to win the World Series, right? That's what's going to happen. And you, our listeners and viewers, I'm letting you in on a little secret. It's a secret that I've shared for years, and every year people forget about it. The secret is, you can cross them off the list and take all that probability they're sucking away from teams that can actually win, and you can determine which team deserves to have it. And you can make, maybe it'll be a good bet, maybe it won't be, but you know Yankees to win the World Series is going to be a bad bet. They're a punchline. They're a joke. And two of the best players in franchise history and Mr. Yankee of my lifetime have to sit there and take it every single October. What a freaking disgrace. And to all the Yankee haters out there, of which there are many, enjoy. And when your head hits the pillow tonight, you can take solace in the fact that somewhere in the range, give or take a couple days, maybe a couple weeks, 365 days from now, you'll get to hear and watch Big Poppy shove it down the Yankees' throats again while Derek Jeter and Alex Rodriguez have to laugh. I'm happy for you. You bet on this Thursday. As for the Blue Jays, I mean, what can you say? They're awesome. This is like a true winning team. John Schneider's an awesome manager. Better pitching than the Yankees in the series. Vlad Guerrero's an absolute stud. I've never heard of some of these players that are like shoving the dagger in the hearts of the Yankees. Who are these guys? It's unbelievable. It's like, here's no name A, no name B, like create a player X, and they're just slamming the door on the New York Yankees season. And you know what? Like, good for them. That's a great job by them. And if Detroit and the Tigers are -140 favorites on the road tomorrow in Seattle, good pitching matchup, Tarik Skubal and George Kirby. If the Tigers win tomorrow, like, just put the Blue Jays in the World Series. Just put them in there. I'm fascinated to see what that series price would be if it's Toronto-Detroit. I mean, I don't know. How big would it have to be for me to not bet? It won't be that big for me to not bet Toronto. I'm going to be on the Blue Jays to win the AL pennant. Toronto-Seattle, we can have a different conversation. But if it's Toronto-Detroit, like, forget about it. Forget about it. Blue Jays are going to the World Series. And the team's got great aura. They are supremely clutch. And they deserve to beat the Yankees. And I hate them. That's okay. They're awesome. I can acknowledge that as well. So we can talk more about the Blue Jays next week on the show when we know who their opponent's going to be in the American League Championship Series, either Femi Seattle Mariners or the Detroit Tigers. Now, as for the Phillies and the Dodgers last night, and this game, I don't know why this is the schedule. Why, like, the Dodgers game starts at 6:08, like 3:08 local time on a Thursday for a Dodgers playoff game? Like, this, that should be the night game. Cubs Brewers is the night game. It should be Dodgers Phillies. Maybe they did this honestly for me, because now I get to watch. Like, I'm gonna be locked into Giants Eagles tonight. I'd have to spend a ton of attention on the Dodgers Phillies. Not that I'm not into the Cubs and the Brewers, but let's be honest. It's not Phillies Dodgers as far as a viewing experience goes. So that game's coming up in less than 2 hours, Dodgers Phillies game 4. And I said yesterday on the show that I was contemplating and I was thinking about betting the Phillies to come back and win the series. And I couldn't get there. And I still don't think they'll get there. But it's starting to get a little interesting with the way last night's game played out. Now, when Rob Thompson, who I actually think if the Phillies win the World Series, I actually still think they should fire Rob Thompson. And I say that partially kidding. He's horrendous. Like, the galaxy brain move of all time was to pull Nola after two innings last night. And look, like, Ranger Suarez comes in, and he lets up the homer to Edmund, and it's, the Dodgers take the lead, and it's like, oh my God, they may have to fire him on the spot. Now, Suarez was great from there, and obviously Schwarber, I'm like, dude, the first Schwarber homer is traveling in orbit right now next to the homer that Albert Pujols hit off of Brad Lidge about 20 years ago. Like, they are screaming through the solar system right now. Just absolute moon, and a great call by our guy, Brian Anderson, who will be on the show with us next week. Great call by BA on that Schwarber absolute moonshot. So Suarez comes in, he settles down, Schwarber hits the moonshot, and then you had, like, this was like an old horse about to get taken out to the glue factory. With Dave Roberts leaving Clayton Kershaw probably wishes he retired already. Getting left out there to get absolutely tattooed by the Philadelphia Phillies. And the Phillies blow the game open late. And the Phillies win. And seize a little bit of momentum heading into tonight's game four. Where Christopher Sanchez takes the bump against Tyler Glasnow. I don't think the Phillies are going to win tonight. I don't think they would win game five if it got there. But man, if you got Dodgers positions right now, I think it's fair to be a little nervous. I think it's fair to be a little concerned. Why can't Sanchez shove to, why can't that happen? I think it could happen. Now, I don't feel that strongly about it to bet it, but I acknowledge that it could. And if you like the Dodgers tonight, you, the person watching, you, the person listening. I just want to flag this for everybody. So the Dodgers would obviously, if they win, would play the Brewers or the Cubs. Wow, like, what a take by me. Like, they'll play one of the other two teams in the other NLDS. And they would be big favorites, right? In either series, whether they're home or on the road, doesn't make a difference. The Dodgers are minus 105 right now to win the National League. If you think they're going to win tonight, and you like them against either the Brewers or the Cubs, how's that bet sound to you? The Dodgers basically even money to win the National League. Feels pretty good to yours truly. So that's a bet that I have made today because I like the Dodgers to win the NL. I think the Dodgers will win tonight, and if they don't, the Phillies will find a way to screw it up in Game 5. Because I think they're losers. And I know a lot of Phillies fans, they take glee in the Yankees losing. Allow me to do my best Bill Goldberg imitation. Hey, Phillies fans, you're next. One piece of news in the National Football League, and then on the other side, we'll talk about Thursday Night Football with the Giants and the Eagles. So I'm going to bring up the tweet because this came down about 10 minutes ago in real time. Let me just get this here because I want to make sure I read this exactly right. Okay, here are the notifications. This is courtesy of NFL Media's Ian Rappaport. The Philadelphia Eagles, about 20 minutes ago, elevated defensive tackle Gabe Hall for tonight's game against the Giants. You might be listening or watching and saying, well, why the hell does that matter? Why are we hearing about Gabe Hall? Well, yesterday, Jalen Carter was added to the injury report for Philadelphia. And today, they're elevating a defensive tackle. You do the math. Maybe Jalen Carter's not playing tonight. And on the other side, I'm going to tell you how I'm betting the Giants and the Philadelphia Eagles in Texas and Oklahoma this weekend in Red River. You better you bet on this Thursday.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank God it's a short week, tough week in my house. It's the NFL. And so, you know, while it is an agonizing feeling, you have to take pride in everything that is required to win. I know this is a hungry group. I know we're hungry, and I know we're excited for all the opportunity in front of us to continue to improve. That's what matters most, because we won't go out there and win as individuals. We'll go out there and win as a team.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
At the voice of Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts, where if you're just like, you just played a soundbite for me, I'd be like, is that like Chris Brown? Like R&B singer Jay, like he sounds like he's like a singer doing these interviews. I'm a Giants fan. He's pretty cool. He really is. Jalen Hurts, pretty cool. Super Bowl MVP, one of the best quarterbacks in the league. He's very cool. And his team is coming up its first loss of the season. The Philadelphia Eagles ahead of Thursday Night Football on the road at my New York Football Giants. So going into break, we gave you the news that the Eagles have activated defensive tackle Gabe Hall and elevated him to the 53-man roster, which probably, not definitely, like we'll see. We'll find out 90 minutes before kickoff. We'll find out in the final segment of the show, which could mean that Jalen Carter's out tonight for Philadelphia. So my expectation is, if I had to guess, I'd say more than 50% chance Jalen Carter misses tonight's game. I'm not guaranteeing it. I'm not reporting anything. But let's read the tea leaves, right? Carter added to the injury report yesterday. Here's the defensive tackle elevated from the practice squad. And if that's the case, obviously it's a massive loss for Philly. And you don't have to look any further than week one. On a Thursday night against Dallas Cowboys, when Carter doesn't play in that game and the Cowboys are in it till the very end and run the ball right up the middle of the entire game with Javonte Williams. So elsewhere in this game and current side and total market, Philly remaining a 7.5-point favorite at BetMGM, the total 40.5. I have seen some sevens on the board. BetMGM 7.5 is the number with the juice towards the New York Football Giants. So the Giants going to be without number one wide receiver Darius Slayton, who's only the number one because real number one receiver Malik Nabers is obviously done for the year. Jermaine Illuminor is questionable, their right tackle. If he misses, Marcus Bowe will play, the rookie, and I think Bowe is pretty good. And Tyrone Tracy, Dick's grandson, will be back tonight for the Giants along with Cam Scatabo in this backfield. So I was talking to some of my friends in the NFL media about this week, about Giants-Eagles. And one of the things that keeps getting brought up to me as it regards this Giants pass rush, if you look at the box score from last week's game against the New Orleans Saints, where the Giants obviously lost 26-14 and turned the football over on 5 consecutive possessions. And that's going to get the lion's share of the headlines, right? The turnovers from the Giants. The Giants sacked Spencer Rattler last week. 0 times. 0 sacks from Abdul Carter and Brian Burns and Kayvon Thibodeau and Sexy Dexy. 0 sacks. 0. Not great. And if you look at that stat, you're going to be, man, like, this defensive line played terribly. No wonder they lost. If you dig a little deeper, 31 dropbacks for Spencer Rattler, 17 pressures. highest pressure rate for any pass rush in the NFL last week. Didn't translate to a sack, but the highest pressure rate. And most of those pressures came in the interior against the two guards for the New Orleans Saints. The two tackles, Banks and Fogg, are both pretty good first-round picks in the past. Banks, obviously, this year. So think about that, right? No sacks, but a ton of pressures, most of them coming up the middle. Then consider the state of this Philadelphia Eagles offensive line, where Mekhi Becton's in L.A. with the Chargers, and he ain't healthy for them, but he's in Los Angeles. And Tyler Steen, who's been like the new guard in place of Mekhi Becton, has not exactly showered himself in glory. You watch him, and you're not going to be confused with Steve Hutchinson. Like, that's not what this is going to be. And Landon Dickerson is out for tonight for the Eagles and could be out for a little bit. So the Eagles starting guards tonight will be Tyler Steen and Brett Toth. Like the ice planet in Star Wars from Empire Strikes Back, but with a T at the beginning. A really nerdy comment. I'm a massive nerd. I don't know what to tell you. Toth and Steen against Dexter Lawrence and the Giants pass rushers. I'm not suggesting that this is going to be like once upon a time on Sunday Night Football when O.C. Umenyura turned Winston Justice into a human turnstile. Remember that? As a Giants fan, that was pretty sweet. I'm not suggesting that that's what this is going to be. And Jalen Hurts is going to be, you know, peeled off the turf with the spatula. I'm not saying that. But when I put it to you like that, it does seem like the Giants could have some success, right? It does seem like that. The point spread is 7.5. And I really do think that that half point is gonna be valuable here. I do like the Giants to cover tonight. I do like the Giants to cover. I don't think they'll win, mostly because they're losers and the Eagles are winners. So the Eagles will probably win at the end. That's probably what's going to happen. And maybe they'll even cover the spread. But I do think that on a short week, with the state of this Eagles offense being what it is, and look, like maybe this is the breakout game, and that's been a narrative this week, right? You know, the Giants allow tons of explosive plays down the field. Basically every passing attack they played this season, think about it. So if you were to construct a matchup where let's get A.J. Brown going, and Devontae Smith had a really nice game last week, but look, let's get Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown both going in the same game, it would be against this Giants secondary. But I do think the Giants have the edge up front. Their defensive line, especially the interior against the interior of the Eagles' offensive line. So I will, not one of my big bets this weekend, and honestly, like, I don't love the card this weekend. I have a couple bets that I like right now. Maybe that'll change heading into tomorrow and into Sunday. But I do have a bet on the New York football Giants tonight to cover the spread. And maybe the Giants turn it over a million times again. It's hard to imagine that happens. And remember what we saw on Sunday, where I don't think you're going to see Brian Daboll and Jackson Dart put the ball in harm's way. They want to run like the college spread style offense, and they can't with Neighbors out, and they certainly can't with Slayton out. You're going to see a ton of two tight end sets, 12 personnel with Theo Johnson and Daniel Bellinger. And we can talk at the end of the show about which wide receiver will step up in the absence of Slayton, along with Wandale Robinson. Could it be third round pick from a couple years ago, who's been a total bust, Jalen Hyatt? Could it be undrafted free agent out of Notre Dame, Bo Collins? Could be. I would bet it's neither. Jackson Dart's going to have to get it done with his legs tonight against the Philadelphia Eagles defense. And I'm fascinated to see how Saquon Barkley plays tonight after 6 carries for 30 yards last week in the loss to the Denver Broncos. My sense is Kevin Petullo, disgrace to Italians, Italian Brian Johnson, he may be dumb, and I don't know if he is. Doesn't seem to be the best play caller. He may be dumb. I don't know if anyone could be that dumb. I think they'll feed Saquon Barkley tonight. And we'll see how this Eagles offensive line will do run blocking against this Giants defensive front, minus Landon Dickerson. I have a prop bet in this game, a yardage prop that I absolutely love. We'll save that for the end of the show. You better you bet on this Thursday. So yesterday, on Wednesday, I talked about me wanting to bet and betting Indiana at more than a touchdown at Oregon this weekend. My thought process is, if it's true, and it's funny, right? It feels like, and I'm not suggesting that I'm, like, people heard me, and they're doing this as a result, that's been a huge talking point today and will be tomorrow, I think, that Fernando Mendoza, Indiana's quarterback, the line, Ramiro's son, and Dante Moore are both thought to be first-round picks in next year's NFL draft, maybe top 10 picks, maybe one of them goes first overall. And there are offshore betting markets that have that open, not with big limits, or where there's a first overall pick market open. And Fernando Mendoza's the favorite, which doesn't mean he's going to go first overall, but just saying, it's a little interesting, right? And because of that, if I'm going to get 7.5 points with maybe the first overall pick in the drafted quarterback, that's a bet that I'd like to make. So Indiana plus 7.5 in the account for yours truly, even if I think Oregon will win at the end. Let's talk about another huge matchup this weekend. This one, Red River, Texas, and Oklahoma. So at the end of yesterday's interview with Brian Baldinger, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider, Baldy like turned the interview on us, on Femi and I, and asked us about John Mateer, because he's calling Texas-Oklahoma on Saturday for Compass Media. Like, what's happening with John Mateer? Do we think he's going to play? And what I said is, and I know Femi agrees because we've talked about it, like, it feels like the betting market's not sure. If Mateer plays, Oklahoma's going to close a favorite. I don't think it'll be 3, but Oklahoma's going to close a favorite. And if he doesn't, maybe Texas closes a 3-point favorite. Maybe that is the number if Michael Hawkins is going to be starting for Oklahoma. My guess is, and to be clear, I'm guessing, is that Mateer is not going to be able to play. Saturday, which is the game day, will be 17 days since his surgery on his hand, and he couldn't grip a football earlier this week. So if you want to make this bet, like, it requires a little bit of a leap of faith, and look, like, I candidly, I like Texas in the game anyway. And I'm going to give a narrative-y reason why. So in the group chat that I have with Femi and our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, we're talking about the game, and I'm like, hey, and we're talking about the show for today, right? I'm like, I want to talk about Texas and Oklahoma. And Bill Zimmerman texts us, I can never bet on Arch. Now, you, the person watching and listening, ask yourself this question. Are you excited at the prospect of betting on Arch Manning this weekend? Is that something that you're interested in? I bet the answer to that question is no. And that's exactly why I want to. When you get mouth breathers, I breathe through my mouth. When you get mouth breathers like Bill Zimmerman saying, I can never bet on Arch, give me Oklahoma, run. Don't walk to the window to lay it with the Texas Longhorns and Arch Manning. Give me Texas on Saturday in Red River. Hour one done, hour two for you coming up on the other side. Femi joins me next. We've got some things to discuss in the world of sports betting.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.